نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وله الكبرياء في السماء فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected elders and brothers, our sisters listening over streaming or the receivers. In these verses of the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ, that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone belongs all praises. رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Who is that Allah who we are praising? He is a being who is absolutely befitting of every single praise whatsoever. Why? رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That Allah is not only the Rabb of the seven heavens, He is also the Rabb of the earth, and is the Rabb of the entire universe put together. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, as we have mentioned yesterday, that the person who recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the example that was given, where Ayaz mentioned that in the presence of the sun, where will the stars ever have the capacity to even show any brightness? So the person who recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he recognizes the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he'll realize that he is absolutely nothing. In one majlis, our late Hazrat Mawlana Patel Sahib, Nawra Allahu marqadahu, Allah ta'ala fill his grave with noor, he had mentioned that when we are performing salah, one of the activities in salah, and in fact among the greatest activities in salah, is that position of sajda. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioned, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ, that the closest the bondsman or the servant can be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when he is in the position of sajda. Now when you look at the position of sajda itself, what we are actually doing physically is that in the human body, the most honorable part of the human body is this head. That's the most honorable part of the human body, it's the head. It comes to mind that Abu Jahl, we know Abu Jahl, his name was actually Abu al-Hakam, father of wisdom. So he was extremely handsome, and he was one of the main individuals or the leaders, amongst the leaders of Makkah al-Mukarrama during the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was also one of the main people who was at the forefront of causing takleef to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and torturing the Sahaba Ikram, etc., etc., to such an extent that Islam gave him the title of Abu Jahl instead of father of wisdom, father of ignorance. But the level of pride that he had was this, that even when he was wounded in the battle, fatally wounded, and he knew now his end was near, so he pleaded with the person who was about to kill him. He said, do me a favor, when you severing my head, when you removing my head, so I want you to remove my head as close to the shoulders as possible. Remove my head as close to the shoulders as possible. Why? Because when afterwards, when all the heads are put together, so I want my head to be a little higher than the others. My head must be a little higher. So even there too, he wanted his greatness to show that the others are still a bit lower than him. He is of a person of some stage. Had it not been for Islam, we would never even known Abu Jahl. So these people who had pride and takabbur, what happened to them? They were absolutely forgotten. In the annals of history, nobody even remembers them at all. And the contrary, the person who annihilated himself, he made fana of himself, then Allah Ta'ala gave him baqa. We used to hear Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali always saying that first you make fana, then Allah Ta'ala gives you baqa. And the example that Hazrat used to give, brothers, we only quote Hazrat, that's all, otherwise we are khali. So he said that when you take a seed, what happens? That seed is placed under the ground. Now if that seed has to say that, listen, I don't want to go under the ground, I don't want to be buried, I don't want to annihilate myself, I want to remain where I am visible, where I can be seen. So what will happen? That seed will dry out, and then the wind will blow it, and it's gone, finished. But that seed that allows itself to be buried under the ground, to be completely forgotten, totally forgotten. What happens from that seed, you see, now suddenly it starts germinating. And then from that one seed, you get thousands of fruits, and so many people benefit from that. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, the person who makes fana of himself, completely annihilates himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him baqa. Of course, that annihilation or that tawazu must be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Man tawada'a lillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise, people show humility in front of great people. The person is a very wealthy person, then we humble in front of him. But when we have authority, then suddenly the person needs to show his authority. So here we're humbling ourselves only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will elevate this person. So Allah ta'ala says, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So Hazrat mentioned that when we are performing salah, what we are actually doing is we're taking this most honorable part of our bodies and we're putting it right onto the ground. We are putting it right onto the ground before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are totally annihilating. If we just ponder when we are performing salah, where is our greatness gone? Now we've placed our head on the ground, so to say, metaphorically, at the feet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah ta'ala doesn't have feet as we understand it. But what it means is that the person is totally annihilating himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's submitting himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat used to say that when we're in sajda, just ponder that now above you you've got the ceiling. Then above the ceiling you've got the clouds. Then above the clouds you've got the planets. And then you've got the first heaven. And then you've got the second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven. And then you've got the seventh heaven. And then you've got the arch of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person will think like this, he'll realize that he's not even a speck of dust before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And then Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That all greatness and all pride belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whether it is in the heavens or whether it is in the earth, all greatness and all pride belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah is, وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, this is our last program for these morning sessions. We take the opportunity to thank the brothers for lending us their ears. And alhamdulillah, with the talab of the brothers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that the topic went in these lines. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly bless all of us with this beautiful quality of humility, and may Allah ta'ala protect us, protect our children and our progeny till the day of Qiyamah from this dangerous disease of takabbur and pride. And we should inculcate it in our children, humble themselves, teach them to lower themselves before others, and teach them to acknowledge their mistakes when they do make it. This is a wonderful quality which the mashayikh loved that the murid inculcate in himself. That when they made a mistake, Hazrat, I made a mistake, forgive me. As a Shah Abrar al-Haqsab, rahmatullahi, sometimes a person would make such an error and suddenly comes to mind. Our Muhammad Zahir Sahib, who is the Khalifa of Shah Abrar al-Haqsab, mentioned that on one occasion, Hazrat arrived in Bangladesh. A whole lot of ulama, mashayikh, people had gathered at the airport to receive him. And something had been done which was against the principle. Hazrat was a very usuli person. He liked things to be done in a certain way. So something had been done which was against his principles. And as a result, those ulama who came to receive him, he chased them all out. So he was sitting now in the waiting lounge, and all these ulama are sitting outside, and now they don't know what to do. Those who met, saw the Shah Abrar al-Haqsab, alhamdulillah, we had the opportunity of meeting him. So he had this kind of awe around him, and you would see great ulama too would be very, very concerned, very, very great respect. So Allah Ta'ala had blessed him, yet he was a person of small stature. So he chased all of them out. So shortly after that, Hazrat Muhammad Zahir Sahib arrived. And alhamdulillah, he had a very close, different kind of a relationship with Hazrat. So he came, he asked all the ulama, what's happening? So he said, actually, we're waiting for you to come. We don't know what to do. Hazrat has chased us out now, we don't know. So Hazrat went inside. He sat down next to Hazrat Shah Abrar al-Haqsab, asked Hazrat, I see all of them waiting outside for you. So he said that they don't know how to do things properly. And the ulama, and these are the kind of things that they do. So Hazrat said, okay, don't worry, I will sort it out. So Hazrat went to all of them. He told them, just all of you write a note and you all sign it. Hazrat, we have ghalati ho gayi, we made a mistake. Please forgive us. That's all. He said, as soon as he showed it to Hazrat, he said, bas, let's go. So he would be how upset, but as soon as the murid or as soon as those who had a relationship with him said, Hazrat, we made a mistake, please forgive us. He became extremely happy. Because here the person now is acknowledging his mistake and he was trying to teach this lesson that when you're wrong, acknowledge, I'm wrong, I made a mistake. This is the thing, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this wonderful quality of acknowledging our mistakes, understanding and realizing who we really are. We are absolutely nothing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are nothing, we were nothing, and everything that we have is nothing and only but only the ni'mats and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to accept the programs and make it inspirational. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan a means of reforming ourselves and most importantly, developing this wonderful quality of taqwa and a strong nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma wafiqna wa iyyakum. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.